A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get it done. It's time for you to focus on the now. You got to get your priorities straight. Right now. Because those that are dedicated to success speak a language that excuses will never understand. You can't sit and wait for somebody to do it for you. You got to stop waiting for something to happen. And you got to make it happen. Get it done right now. You see, there are so many people in this world right now, they're just sitting around, waiting. Oh, I could do it tomorrow, waiting. Oh, don't worry about it, it's not that important, waiting. That's the mentality that many people have. They like to wait instead of doing. They like to talk about it, but they're never gonna be about it. You're waiting for someone to say do this or do that when you know in your mind that it needs to be done. Oh, I get it. It's that new time of the year again. It took you a year to realize that you needed to do something. It took you a year to realize that, hey, I should have done this last year. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, ain't got nothing to do with right now. You got to step aside. And you got to step up, and you got to get in your own lane, and you got to do what's necessary. Stop waiting for a trend to happen. Stop letting other people dictate your life. Instead, you take control of your life. Take control of it. Do something with it. Stop making excuses. This is what we're talking about. Getting it done, and getting it done now. Do you realize how powerful excuses are? Excuses can be manifested in many people around the world. In fact, people tend to hold on to excuses rather than just dedicating themselves to the priorities that are before them. How valuable is your health right now? Why does it take so long for you to realize that you need to do something to stay healthy? Mentally and physically. See, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a very busy, busy society. And we tend to let other things control our lives. Think about it. You work your 9-to-5, and then your 9-to-5 becomes 12-hour shifts. You forget about the importance of yourself. You forget that nothing can work or get done without you being behind it. Whether you own a company or you work for a company, you got to get it done within yourself and prioritize the things that are necessary for you to function in your life. Let's stop pretending. Let's stop playing this game that everybody likes to play from time to time. Let's stop thinking of just make money, make money, make money. How about make life? How about live life? How about not basing everything off of materialistic things? Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen, you can't take it with you when you're gone. But if you're taking care of the things that are important right now, you'll be amazed how far you can really go in your life. You realize that there are people out there who don't have a choice. Some people right now can't help that they're sick. They can't help that they're fighting cancer. They can't help that they're homeless. They can't help that they don't have a job anymore. We don't know the circumstances. We don't know the backstories behind these individuals. But I can promise you, there are people out there that are just downright selfish. And they refuse to do the right thing. So they take life for granted. They take their job for granted. They take their families for granted. They take friendships for granted. They feel like they're untouchable. Don't let that be you. Why not be the person that makes the right choices and just get it done? Look around you. Have you really paid attention to how our mindset is in society today? From our mature people to the youth, look around you. What type of examples are we setting for our future, ladies and gentlemen? When are we gonna stop having these mindsets to say that I can do it the next day or the day after? No, do it right now. If it needs to get done, get it done now. Because if tomorrow comes for you, something else is gonna block your path and you can't get done the thing that needs to be done at that moment. Because something else got in your way, and then you get bombarded, and then you want to quit, and then you say you don't have the time, you don't make the time, you don't have enough time to do this, you don't have time to do that, I got to pick up my kids, I got this, I got that. No, you got to set the standards. You got to stop saying what you can't do and what won't be done. There are going to be challenges. You are going to go through some ups and downs. You're going to have to make certain sacrifices. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, sacrificing. Meaning that you're going to have to give up certain things so that other things can get done right. You don't have time to be sitting around thinking you're the only one that's got to struggle. You're not the only one in the world that's got to take care of children. You're not the only one in the world that's working two, maybe three jobs. But you got to get things that need to be done, done right. It doesn't matter if you're a single parent. It doesn't matter if you're a CEO of a business. It doesn't matter what you are doing. It always comes back to the mindset of the individual. You got to designate the right things in your life. But if you're wasting valuable time on excuses, guess what? Excuses loves to celebrate when you don't get it done. So if you're that person that just can't seem to break those bad habits, if you're that person that always seems to care more for everybody else and forget about yourself, you're not gonna get very far. Like I said, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Sometimes you got to sacrifice people. Sometimes you got to say, hey, you're not gonna get me in a position that I need to be, and I need to be in a better position. So I may have to sacrifice the time that I've been spending with you and give myself a little bit more time so I can better myself. This is what this is about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about you, the individual. Sometimes you got to say, hey, it's about me today. It's about me getting things done and getting it done right now. It's up to you now. So get it done. Get it done right now. Be productive for the rest of your life. Keep it moving and conduct your business. Who am I? There's going to be times that you will question yourself about who you are inside. What makes you so special? What makes you stand out? Who am I? That is the question. This is a daily question. What exactly am I supposed to be doing with my life? Because I know there was a time when I was doing so well. But as soon as the bad things started to happen in my life, I started to second guess myself. I started saying to myself, what am I doing wrong? Who am I? What am I? What am I supposed to be doing? How come I can't get over this hump? This is when you got to stop being lazy and start being more creative. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Do you believe in yourself? You don't have to be a carbon copy of someone for people to see you and know you and respect you. You don't need anyone to validate who you are. You don't need anyone to have that much power to tell you how to think about yourself. We've all been in that position where we wanted approval. We've been in that position where we wanted to feel loved and appreciated. The question is, ladies and gentlemen, do you feel appreciated within yourself? Are you pleased with yourself? You don't have time to be faking it till you make it. If something has already been done, do something else. Don't be a rerun, be a new episode. Can you be different? Can you be something that no one has ever seen before? What am I? What is my purpose? Why am I living? Why am I walking this earth at this moment right now? Do I understand my true nature? What exactly am I supposed to be doing with my life? Sometimes things are going to go good, and sometimes things are not going to go so good. Things that we are experiencing in our daily activities, they are so unpredictable. You don't have time to be second guessing yourself. It's true. We do get to a point in our minds that we think less of ourselves because something just didn't work out. We feel that we have to chase somebody else's dreams and their success to make us feel better. That we got to be a carbon copy of someone else so that we can take credit for something that has already been done. But we're too lazy to just say, you know what? I'm gonna make as many mistakes that I can until I figure this out within myself and create something that no one has ever heard or seen before. I mean, let's think about it. There are people that you see that you may admire right now. They had to have a humble beginning. Some people laughed at them because they had an idea and no one believed in that idea. But that person kept working, kept thriving, kept making mistakes, was talked about. Even at times, they gave up. Because they allowed outside interference to come into their world. They allowed people and circumstances to betray them. But they were really honestly betraying themselves. We are all at point in times in our lives going to be guilty of this particular situation because we feel we need approval. That's the problem sometimes that many people face. And when you allow these things to happen, it slows you down. You're never going to take it to that other place that you want to go because you're too busy worrying about people and what they're thinking about you instead of thinking enough about yourself. If you're worrying too much about the wrong things, then how can the right things be manifested within your life? Because if you think less of yourself, then less things are going to happen in your life. So you got to stand out a little bit. You got to take the necessary risk. You got to be able to get a little bit uncomfortable with yourself. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with being a little bit uncomfortable. There are actually people in the world that you see that are very comfortable. They're happy. They're satisfied. They have nothing else they need to do. They got everything that they can want in their lives. But here's the real, real challenge here, people. Everything that you see now may not be there the next day. And those people that you look into, the moment they get uncomfortable, they panic. Because all they know is, having a good time. I'm happy today. Sure, it's good to be happy, but sometimes you're gonna have those bad days and you got to know how to get through it. And this is when you will find out who you really are. What makes you different? What gets you to that next part in your life will determine how you respond to the challenges that you are facing right now. Don't be what others have already done. Don't be something that's already been made. With the millions and billions of people in the world, you have yet to show us that you have something to bring to the table too. You ask the question, who am I? Who are you? What are you? And what are you prepared to do with the rest of your life? Stand outside of yourself and take a good look. See it, know it, believe in it. So serve up that goodness, that quality that you possess inside. Because it is yours, and no one can take it from you. The time is now for you to be original and not predictable. Go your own way, keep it moving, and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. Listen up, people. This is only a test. This test is about your life. It's about what you are about to embark on for the rest of your life. Today, you may be having one of those amazing days. Today, you may feel alone. Today, you may have just lost your job. But this is only a test. This test will soon become a testimony. And the testimony is, when you're making it through, and if you can get through it, you can share this information with others and say, I've been happy. I've been down. I've been jobless. But I made it through because I passed the test. But ladies and gentlemen, you got to know that there are many tests that we will go through in our life. Just because you pass one doesn't mean that there's not another one waiting for you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a test. And soon, it will become a testimony. When they say, this too shall pass, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It shall pass. And you got to get ready for the next test in your life. But are you built for it? Are you ready for it? Can you stand on it? Can you push through it? Can you fight? Do you have that passion and not that fear? Yes, we are all human beings. And those emotions will take control of you if you let them. But I'm here to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's a thing out there that's called faith. It's called faith, and faith does work. But can you stand on it? You don't have to see something to believe in it. You just got to stand on it. You're gonna go through all kinds of situations and circumstances in your life. But can you stand on it? You're gonna have people that are gonna reject you, put you down, and say that you're not worthy anymore. But can you stand on it? You're gonna feel like you got to be a part of a crowd, and yet you're all by yourself. But can you stand on it? See, that's when the true power of faith comes through. That's when you got to realize that there is something out there that's gonna come at you, and it's gonna do all that it can to devour you. That beast that is out there is waiting to devour you. But you got to stand and know that you're gonna get through this one way or another. It's a test. This is only a test. And soon it will become a testimony. You will be able to share this information with people, your loved ones, people that you don't even know. You will be able to look at someone and say, I remember when I was in that position, but I made it through. And you will be able to encourage that individual or those people and say, listen, you are going to get through this, because this too shall pass. And why are you going through this, you may ask? Why are you suffering so much, you may ask? Because that's what it's about. It's a test. You won't know until you know. You won't know your strength until you know. You won't know pain until you feel it. And how can you know something if you never experienced it in your life? How can you teach it if you've never been taught? How can you tell somebody to get up if you've never been knocked down? How can you realize pain, struggle? You've never seen it or felt it in your life. But make no mistake, we are all here to be tested. Don't feel that you're bigger than life, because life is much greater than any living human being on this planet. Not one animal, not one insect, not one plant can survive greater than life itself. Because when all things pass on, life continues on, and you're just a part of it. But what do you do with it when it's right there in front of you? You can't waste it. You can't let it fall to the wayside. You got to wake up and realize that the test is upon you. And you're gonna pass a few tests, and you're gonna fail many more. But that doesn't mean that you are out of it. It doesn't mean that you are out of the fight. That means that you got to hit that reset button. Study a little bit more so you can learn much more about yourself. Because that's just what it is. You'll never be that great if you don't focus on humility. If you don't realize that these things are going to happen one day in my life. Have you ever been in a position when you lost so much, you didn't know what was going to happen in your life? Have you been in a position where you were homeless and you didn't know how you was going to find a way to get a roof over your head? Or what about that job that you had, that you put so much work in, and they let you go, and you said, why? What happened? What did I do? They just didn't want you anymore. And you still had to go through it. That's the test. But I guess you felt that that job was gonna make you. That job is all you had. That job is how you were gonna get by. That job is how you paid your bills. But you haven't truly paid the ultimate price. You haven't suffered enough. You haven't felt that struggle enough. Maybe you just wasn't humble enough because you thought you had all the answers. And nothing could touch you. You'll never be that high to where you can't be tested. Your faith, your emotions, your humility will all be tested. It's time for you to recognize what this life that we all possess is all about. The test is upon you. It's upon me. It's upon the world. And you are living in it and you are a part of it. Now do something. Go about your life. Accept those challenges. Don't look down on yourself. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't think because you went through something that's all you're gonna go through. Yes, today you happy, right? You're having a good day, right? Tomorrow hasn't come yet. But if you are part of that day, expect the unexpected. But you better stay ready and not get ready. This is only a test. So carry on, my beautiful people. Live your life. Be righteous in your life. Don't say what can't be done. If it's productive, make it happen. If it's making you better, make it happen. You don't have to put people down for yourself to come up. But you do gotta hurt sometimes. So you can grow. I appreciate you. I love you. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.